John Katko has heard from veterans who seem to get little satisfaction trying to find support.
Too many, like myself, have hit roadblock after roadblock trying to get their life back. Many get discouraged and just quit. A small percentage of those who have quit fighting the VA system choose an end-all by ending their lives.
He calls it a duty for the nation to do better.
Letters like that and thoughts like that and perceptions like that amongst the military community that we need to change.
Katko has released what he calls a 5-star plan to address veterans' needs. He'd have an advisory council and make sure to have a veteran on his congressional staff to help fellow vets in the district. His 3rd and 4th points would make sure of timely answers and timely health care.
By and large, people have no problems with the VA system here, but that's not what it is nationwide. And even the VA system here has some things that it can improve upon, as I think they will readily admit. We have excessive wait times for disability claims, as well as reports that the VA procurement system is wasting billions of dollars that could be put to better use.
Finally, he'd improve transition assistance in areas such as housing and jobs. If elected, he could see writing legislation to go after VA officials responsible for problems. He'd also try and improve wait times for health care and for disability claims. Incumbent Dan Maffei responded by pointing out that he's voted in Congress for measures that go after the disability backlog, improve access to medical care, and increase accountability of those at the top of the Veterans Administration. Chris Bolt, WAER News.